The Water Book.
The Water Book.
Jalam and Savita's Big Voyage.
The Water Book. Jalam and Savita's Big Voyage.
The Water Book.
The Water Book.
Jalam's and Savita's Big Voyage.
This is the beginning of an extraordinary story. A magical voyage unfolds itself while a strong and everlasting friendship develops. One day, I wanted to help my mom and went to fetch some water from the spring. Oh, by the way, my name is Savita. While my kuja was filling up, "What's happening? Who are you?" A little blue chap appeared out of the kuja. I was very scared, even though he smiled at me in a friendly manner.
"Hello, I'm the water spirit, your old friend since the beginning of time. You can call me Jalam. Come with me and you'll see who I am." "You see, I'm everywhere on Earth. As a liquid, I flow. As a gas, I fly. Solid, I stand still. I love changing myself. When I'm soft and light and I caress the Earth, I'm a lake or river. Or when I'm heavy and salty, I become the ocean and the sea. Or when I'm frozen, I'm an iceberg."
I was fascinated. Jalam told me about how he enjoyed becoming different shapes. How magical! I quickly understood that my new friend since the beginning of time was life itself, which happily flows into all things. Yes, I had recognized him.
"Look, I'm the life force that moves and gushes forth. I'm even in you. Drink me. You know, I'm always a part of you, because your body is 70% water. Hopla, here I am again."
"Tell me more," I begged him. I was so thirsty to know more about his magical changes.
"Oh, dear friend, I'm full of secrets. And the more you discover me, the more secrets there are. Look, even in this simple drop of water, there are worlds within worlds, stretching to infinity."
He then explained that his body is made up of little playful things, atoms and molecules. They have fun combining with each other in different ways. To become soft and fluid, they space themselves out. It's that simple. If it's cold, they come close together and don't move. That's how they form ice. If it's too hot, "Oh my, give me some wind," cry out the H2O molecules, their short name, as they get even further from each other. And that's what boiling water is.
"You probably understand me better now. I'm a big mystery, full of life. But you've only discovered just one of my secrets. I shelter so many little beings and universes that you can't see. Moreover, since I have existed since the beginning of time, I also know all the secrets of creation. I helped life to be born, and despite my age and this long journey, I'm still just as young."
"Wow! And you still remember everything?" He said he remembered. He could also send information and even messages through time and space. He was truly the most amazing friend I had ever met. I was astonished, and my joy increased with his every word. I couldn't resist myself and said, "Show me! Take me on a voyage with you!"
"Off we go to the big adventure!" Bling, bling! We begin in the mountains, the Himalayan peaks. Then we take a short walk through the forest and a swim in the waterfalls. Later, we visit the countryside and fields, the village and the temple, the plains, the big factories, the harbor, and then the ocean. The end of our voyage? Here's where everything starts, dear little Savita. Where the earth leaps up towards the sky. Where the sky loves the earth. Here, on top of the highest mountains in the Himalayas, is the place of my eternal youth.
So, are those tiny white and cold stars that fall from the sky also you? We were touched by the grandeur and purity of this cradle of water, and in the silence, we listen to the flowing sound of the oldest, clearest water. And from this big spring, we were carried away until the forest. Jalam told me about how the trees are his friends. They call him, breathe him, and together they work as a team and spread water and life to each and all. What magic! I now understood better why Jalam had the gift of changing his shape.
I'm extremely soft to be cast into a shape. Ocean or just a drop, I can enter any place. I am fresh and so transparent. I am excellent to drink. I'm the fountain and the sea. I'm the rain and the stream. I am life where life can be. I am water, precious being. I'm the fountain and the sea. I'm the rain and the stream. I am life where life can be. I am water, precious gleam.
Are you ready for the big waterfall, Savita? We're going to slide down until we reach the plains, towards the world of people, your world. You see, they too work and use me to help life grow. Look at the wells, the canals. They grow rice, for example. And I also like to team up with people when they know how to respect life.
I'll understand later why Jalam, the most loyal and generous of friends, had added that comment. Totally taken by the joy of my discovery, I followed his twists and turns through the villages.
This is the temple where I rest and breathe in a huge breath of air from the sky. Here I'm sacred, a messenger between the people and gods who guard and protect me. I purify myself and I'm useful at the same time.
Yes, we were calm once again, and in this peace I felt a surge of gratitude, golden and hot like honey, rise up from my heart. I hear Jalam whisper, as if he had felt it too.
Thank you. Thank you.
We went back towards the plains. A new part in our voyage was starting. Jalam kept smiling, and yet...
Did you know that I also rest under the earth? There are secret places down below, but people found me there and draw me up from deep below. But look, that pump sucks and pours all day long, and it's much more water than is needed to feed the crops in those fields. There, next to the pump, people are spraying very harmful mixtures on the trees, and this also poisons me. People are like that, little Savita. They know how to look for me, save me, use me to help life grow, but at the same time, they overuse me, they pollute me, and they waste me. And what if I disappeared?
My small heart continued to sink as we arrived in the canyons, heading down a dried-up riverbed. It was like another world, a world without my friend, a world without life.
Aha! You see? When I'm here, all creatures benefit happily from me, don't they? If I disappeared, everything would disappear. Do you understand?
What's going on, Jalam? It's awful! It stinks! I can't breathe anymore!
Hold on tight. We're entering a city and nearing the big factories.
What a lesson I learned on that day. The presence of water is not only necessary for life, but it also has to remain clean to be alive, and this is very important.
When people use me too often as a dump for all sorts of waste, sometimes even chemical waste, I suffocate. I slowly lose my strength, my oxygen, and can no longer purify myself. Everything that I carry within me gradually dies away.
This was just too much. I felt smothered, and tears came to my eyes. So Jalam brought me to the harbor instead. And what a surprise! Huge boats were floating along the river.
Look, Savita, from being a river, I become the ocean, and I carry these liners all over the world. This is how they transport lots of goods to everyone, even in very distant countries.
How strong you are!
Yes, and the deeper and vaster I become, the more powerful I am. You're right, my little friend. I can be very powerful. Hey! How about going and visiting the fishermen?
Yes, I went to the sea on a sunny, sunny day, to the wild, mysterious sea. And she pulled me in, and she pushed me away, and she drew me on the sand. It was all in play, and she roared with laughter at me. Then I went to the sea in the early, early day, on a breezy and pink blue morn. And she watered my toes, and she drew me in close, and she gave me a kiss of nature's own bliss. I was glad I had ever been born. I was glad I had ever been born.
Finally, fresh air! Jalam became as vast as the sky. For thousands of years, fishermen have lived in harmony with the ocean, taking only as much fish as they need to feed themselves and to sell in the market.
Whoa! It tickles! The sun is changing me into a cloud, and I'm flying, Savita! The mountains are calling me.
But you'll be back soon, won't you?
Of course! I promise you! While you wait, you'll see me floating in the sky. You'll taste me in the spring, or you might even hear me laughing and singing. You'll feel me in your games, your tears, and in your dreams, too. See you very soon, my new friend forever.
Time had passed since I returned to the village, and I missed Jalam a lot. Luckily, I could share my big secret with Sindhu, my childhood friend, who knew everything about my fabulous voyage with the water spirit. He came with me every day to the spring as we waited for Jalam's return. I was sure that he would keep his promise.
Are you sure about it? Really sure? Really, really sure?
And then one day, liberation! Jalam! It was time to introduce everyone. And we were already playing in the village pool. Sindhu is my childhood friend. He too is thirsty for knowledge and has a taste for adventure. He was already asking Jalam 1,000 questions, and Jalam replied,
I come into your village in many different ways, and hopla, here I am, coming out of the well, all clean.
And of course, Sindhu wanted to know how Jalam always stayed so clean, alive, and transparent.
It's my nature, and I have a lot of friends who are on my side, and we are very connected. First of all, there's the sun. When he enters me, it's clean-up time. He rids me of naughty little creatures like viruses or certain harmful bacteria. Moreover, thanks to his light, water plants make a gas called oxygen, and that allows all my guests, like the fish, mollusks, to breathe and grow. And then I also shelter very useful and greedy little bacteria. They eat whatever is left over and change it into food for other living things. And here's my secret of beauty. I have a lot of friends who work happily together everywhere. It makes me clean, happy, and bright.
And what about me? Do you think they would also be able to make me clean, beautiful, and transparent?
The sun is my friend, he makes me warm. I see the whole world by his light.
My friend.
The wind is my friend, he tickles and tease, playfully with his touch.
My friend.
The rain is my friend, she splashes my eyes, sweetly fills my mouth.
My friend.
The earth is my friend, she tosses me up, and when I fall back on her lap,
I spread myself and breathe her in, and press my ear to her heart, then I can hear them all.
The sun,
the wind,
the rain, the earth singing,
gently singing, oh so gently singing,
singing,
always singing,
always singing,
always singing,
always singing, singing,
always singing.
Gently singing, always singing, singing.
But did you know, my little friends, that modern farming is destroying this harmony? Instead of learning to know me better and collaborate gently and delicately with nature, people use unnatural ways to always grow more. The things that they spray, for example, are terrible poisons, not only for me, but for the whole planet, plants, animals, and even humans. And then, do you remember, Savita, how they use me as a dump and public toilet? When it becomes too much, I can't even purify myself anymore, even with the help of my friends. I become too dirty and undrinkable.
Jalam also showed us how people used him to wash anything and everything, and how chemical and industrial pollution was almost everywhere. It's too much for our little planet to bear.
There must be solutions, aren't there, Jalam?
Of course, but we have to work together and not against one another. For example, people have developed systems of cleaning me, to treat me, as they call it, instead of sending me back all dirty into the ground or ocean. Come, we're going to take a short, after the monsoon, tour.
Here they prepare and repair big basins that collect me during the rains. That way I'm stored for months to water the fields, and I have plenty of time to seep into the earth that drinks me. This is called percolation. And underground, my reserves secretly fill up again to serve life, humans, and the future of all.
Now, Sindhu wanted to question the village's grandfather, who had so many memories of the past. He explained how pumps had replaced the old ways of drawing water from the well. By hand, or with the help of bulls. First, they used the hand pump, then the surface electric pump, and finally pumps that went down deeper and deeper in the ground. The grandfather was worried because the water level had gone down so much. What would happen to his grandchildren, the children of the future, and to Mother Earth?
So man shapes the landscape to capture my rains. The banks they build, for example, divide the land into small beds for me, and while I rest, I seep in. It's a clever idea, isn't it? Sometimes they even use the roofs of houses to channel, filter, stock, and then clean me and send me back into the ground. Shall we go see?
It was so extraordinary under the ground. Jalam took us immediately to see huge holes being dug in the ground with hugely powerful machines in order to find water. The holes went straight down and were very, very deep, and sometimes hundreds of meters deep. Luckily, we were wearing helmets. In the past, these holes were dug using only the strength of animals, so of course they were not so deep.
With all these modern techniques, people are going too fast and too far, faster than nature's rhythm. So I don't have the time to refill my secret reserves under the earth. Sometimes I even go below sea level and salty water mixes in. This means they can't drink me anymore or use me for their fields.
Poor Sindhu pulled a face.
And did you know that it can take up to 15,000 years to make me fresh again?
People aren't the only ones who cause salt to get into water. The earth, this big living being, sometimes trembles so violently that I overflow from all sides, causing hugely powerful and destructive waves. When this happens, my ocean waters flood and seep down into the fresh groundwater hidden below.
You mean like what happened during the tsunami?
Exactly, my little one. Your planet, far from being perfectly round and rigid, is a gigantic, flexible ball floating in the vastness of the universe. She moves through space, she turns on her axis, and even loses her perfectly regular shape because enormous forces flatten her at the two poles. These big movements allow me to control the temperature of your planet. From the surface to deep below, from the North Pole to the South Pole, the hot tropical waters are allowed to mix with the cold, icy waters. The sun, my great friend, helps me a lot to keep us happy on our beautiful planet. It always sends us exactly the right amount of light, joy, and warmth.
Beautiful planet, Earth I love you. Part of creation,
Mother Nature, joyful, beautiful planet Earth, I love you.
I love you.
Heart of creation, Mother Nature, joyful.
Your many wonders
cover the ground everywhere.
Day by day younger,
you're the one, our universe. Beautiful planet Earth, I love you.
I love you.
Heart of creation, Mother Nature, joyful.
But mankind, with all its modern discoveries and the pollution they cause, has once again destroyed the balance of nature. Factories, vehicles, sprays produce far too many gases. Some of these are called greenhouse gases, because they prevent our Earth from breathing. The sun's rays get trapped in these gases, instead of joyfully bouncing back into the universe as before. So our lovely planet is warming up more and more. This is global warming. Moreover, since men are cutting down too many trees, the forests are incapable of continuing to be the lungs of the Earth. Do you remember, dear Savita, how each tree gives water and life? Well, each tree also knows how to breathe in these gases and turn them into living matter. What an essential and precious friend, as long as we do not cut it.
But then we absolutely must replant trees.
Again and again, I questioned Jalam about this incredible global warming. And it's exactly what I was afraid of. Our blue planet's frozen poles cannot cope much longer with the rise in temperature. Jalam showed us how the ice shelf will break and then the glaciers will melt and disappear. All this will bring about a big rise in sea level everywhere. Some places will even vanish.
And that is not all. Do you remember the great ocean currents that control the global weather? They will also be badly affected. Can you believe it? Everything will be different on Earth. The climate, the crops, the shape of the continents, the great natural cycles, and all this because of mankind. Well, mankind will have to make a huge effort to change quickly because the craziest things are going to happen.
But our journey through time was not finished, and Jalam was already leading us towards a new, mysterious destination.
I'm so very dynamic, and even dynamizable, so there! You're going to be astonished, because we're setting off on a new adventure, an adventure of the future, dynamization.
Dino what? Sindhu and I trembled with impatience. What big new secrets was he going to reveal this time? Let's follow the steps towards dynamization. First, there's the cleaning of the water. The sun causes this to happen naturally, like when Jalam transformed into a cloud. Do you remember? By leaving behind all his heavier parts, like salt, for example, he can fly or evaporate. He also does this when you heat water over the stove. Oh, but Jalam can become even cleaner, thanks to modern techniques, even while remaining liquid. Yes, it is possible. By pushing water strongly through very tight filters, it is completely cleaned.
It's called microfiltration, ultrafiltration, and reverse osmosis.
I admit that we had never heard of those words before.
It means that I pass through a filter that's even finer than a strand of hair. So fine that only I can pass through, and everything else that I contain is trapped.
And how do you feel after all that?
Totally naked. It's hard work just to become clean. But I'm clean and absolutely pure. At this stage, I have to find energy again, as well as the things that make me drinkable.
Do you want me to sing you a song or play the flute?
Excellent idea, Sindhu. That's exactly what I need to enter the dynamization phase. Are you ready? Yippee! I'm connected to the radio of the stars. It's my favorite program, my friends. I love receiving cosmic waves captured especially for me. What energy! I feel in great shape once again, ready to travel the universe. Here are my other dynamization programs. To the left, you can see the things called electrodes that fill me up with energy. And to the right, listen, my favorite music program. You know, I don't listen to just anything. The music inspires me, penetrates me, and transforms me. It's clear. Do you want to give it a try?
Sindhu took out his flute like a little Krishna and enchanted Jalam with his melodies. I joined in and sang my mantra to the sun goddess, as Jalam started to shine from within. What a fantastic experience! He made us taste his shining water. At first, it felt like velvet in our mouths, and then like a soft explosion of golden grains in our bodies, sparkling with joy. We immediately felt dynamite. And that reminded me of my grandfather's mysterious words. Water, child of the sun, for you, child of the stars. But would you believe it? When Sindhu shouted at Jalam, as loud as like a village loudspeaker, a friend suddenly looked unhappy and twisted. So imagine what happens to us in those situations, as we are almost completely made up of water. At that moment, the three of us were inspired and full of power and energy. We decided that it was time to part ways, and we said goodbye to everybody. But we now offer this adventure to you, along with everything we have learned. Sindhu and I are still young, but we made a promise from deep within our hearts to be the children of the true future, where water will always flow full of life and make life full of light. Ever since taking this extraordinary voyage, many people have become interested in Sindhu and me. With our little book on water, we're revealing big secrets. And by sharing our experiences, our enthusiasm grows and spreads like a river of hope that fills and changes others. Perhaps one day, we could become magical like Jalam. But the magic is not over. It has only just begun. Would you like to join us?
Beautiful planet, Earth, I love you. Heart of creation,
Mother Nature, joyful. Beautiful planet, Earth, I love you.
I love you.
Heart of creation, Mother Nature, joyful.
Your many wonders
cover the ground everywhere.
Day by day younger,
you're the one, our universe. Beautiful planet, Earth, I love you.
I love you.
Heart of creation, Mother Nature, joyful.
Terre si belle, pleine de vie, dans l'univers,
tu es la planète choisie.
Planète choisie.